Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Now, turn with me in your Bibles, the book of Matthew, chapter 21. Matthew, chapter 21. Verse 12. Matthew's first book in the New Testament. Jesus entered the temple court and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called the house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple court, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Jesus replied. Have you never read from the lips of the children and infants, You, Lord, have called forth your praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Lord, I pray that you open our hearts and our minds to it. Lord, we didn't come here to play church. We came here because we believe in you. We want to increase our faith. We want to do things on purpose that will purposely build your kingdom. Lord, we have made a choice to serve you. Now help us to do that by convicting our hearts, opening our minds, and guiding our steps in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you about, set the scene up for you. Jesus had just came into town the day before, and they had laid palms down in front of him, crying, Hosanna in the highest. They had heard of him healing the blind and the lame, making the lame to walk again. They had heard about him raising Lazarus from the dead. They knew there was something special about Jesus Christ. So as Jesus came riding in on a donkey, they laid down their coats and they laid down palm leaves in front of him in an honor as a king is coming into town. Now, we know not too many days after that, there would be a group crying, crucify him, crucify him. I'm not sure it was the same group, because there was a group that politically he was getting in their way. He was messing with what they had set up, and he was challenging their authority. And that group had been upset even when he came into town, and we know that by this story, because when he came into the temple and he was healing people, they got upset about that. I mean, you couldn't please these people. Why? Because he was messing in their area of authority. Jesus was proving that he was the Son of God. Many times, as people have read this, they've read about how angry Jesus must have been when he came in there and he was so surprised at what they were doing. Number one, he wasn't surprised. Number two, I don't think he was angry. And let me explain both of those to you. See, the temple and the Holy of Holies and the sacrifices were all about him. He was the temple. He was the God of the temple. He is the one that told them how to lay the bricks. He told them how to do the sacrifice. He told them what to put in the Holy of Holies. And he was that sacrifice in the Holy of Holies. It was his temple. It wasn't built for any other purpose. It was built to show who he was. And everything in it was built to show who Jesus Christ was. Now today, we live in a day that we have a picture of Jesus as this easy going, easy swayed, as long as we believe we're okay because he just loves us all. He does love you all. He loves me too. And he loves the world and he gave himself for it, but that doesn't mean that he's weak. When Jesus came into the temple court, he saw people that were exchanging money from all of the areas around. They had their own money. They're different countries from Egypt and Syria and over where Iraq and Iran's at, and they were coming in. But the temple wouldn't take any silver with the Roman stamp on it. They only took silver from Israel. So you had to exchange that in order to give your offering. Now the money changers, many of them worked for the temple. So they were taking the silver, but they were getting the exchange rate. They were making money in between. And they were selling doves and they were selling lambs and they were selling things for sacrifice. After all, people had to come from so far that it was an inconvenience for them to bring their own stock. So they would come there and they would buy a dove or they would buy a sheep. Now they had this deal set up with the high priest that there were only a few licenses gave out to those who could sell these things. And every animal that was brought into the temple as a sacrifice, it had to be inspected by the priest. So if you came there and you didn't have a license and you sold someone something, they couldn't get it into the temple. Sounds like any political system in the world that's went on for the last 2,000 years. They want to get their cut. They want to make sure that they're in control. They want to make sure that your voice isn't heard. They want to make sure, and all these things were going on the same then as it is now. The problem was the temple belonged to Jesus Christ. He didn't have to walk in angry. He walked in, and I want you to picture this. In Revelation, it says he had eyes like fire. His hair was as white as snow. It said he had feet like brass. And he had a robe of white with a gold belt around his waist. And I want you to picture this man walking into the temple area, seeing these who have desecrated the temple, his temple. And he reaches down and he picks up some binding cords that they use to maybe tie up some of the animals or to cage up some of the animals. And he took them and he tied them into knots and he made a whip out of them. And you say, you mean he wasn't angry? No, he is just tough. You don't have to be angry if you're tough. You don't have to be angry when you know you're right and you know you're stronger than the man who is guarding the house, and he knew he was stronger. He walked in and he said, this is supposed to be a house of prayer and you made it a den of thieves. And the Bible says that he upset the money changers' temples. And I don't see where he had any reaction against him because they knew they were wrong. And the neat thing about being right and the neat thing about being a strong man is when you walk in and you're right, you won't be challenged very often. The only time you'll be challenged is by someone who thinks they're stronger than you, and everyone in that area knew they were not stronger than Jesus Christ. He took the cat of nine tails, and I think all he had to do is crack the whip. I know all my dad had to do is look at me. They knew he was God. All he had to do is look at them. All he had to do is crack the whip, and they started to run. And you know what he started to do? He started to heal those who were sick. And they started cheering him in the temple courts. Now let me bring this up to the year 2016. The Bible says that you are the temple of God. Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God will come into you. The temple is not this church building. They didn't even have church buildings for 300 years. They met in courtyards. They met in people's houses. They met out in the forest and in the garden areas. It isn't the church building. And you say, but preacher, isn't this church when we all come together? This is church when we all come together. We're not talking about church. We're talking about the temple. We're talking about that one that houses God himself, that he died for, and he died for you, and he died for me, and you are the temple of God. Now, let me tell you what God does with his temple. And here lays the problem of today. Today, the problem is we have lost the preaching of holiness. Holiness is living a life that where we can turn away and walk away from sin. It isn't accepting sin and making excuses for sin and say, oh, I'm just from that part of the country. Oh, my mother was that way. I've just got that fried gene in me, you know. I've got to have that temper. I've got to have that. No. Sin isn't just sinning against a spiritual God. Sin is feeding the flesh, which is contrary to living for the Spirit of God. And then we make an excuse for it. That's why we baptize. We bury the flesh. We give up our desires, our choices, and we take on his desires and his choices because his life is better than us. Now, if I walk into the store and I'm walking through Elder Bierman's and I see a suit and Easter Sunday's coming up, and wow, do I like that suit, Michael. I mean, it's a beautiful suit. And after all, I will use it for God. I'll preach in it on Sunday morning. So I take that suit and I roll it up in a ball and I stick it under my coat. I did it for a good purpose. I had a desire for it. So I stole it. Well, we go to court, a good lawyer might get me off. The problem is, every sin that we have in our life, we make that kind of excuse for it. And there is no excuse for giving to the flesh and not to the Spirit of God. But I had a desire for it. I didn't have a desire for the jeans that I had the money for. I'm sorry, that isn't going to hold up. And I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to get you through a Sunday morning. I am here to try to get you to heaven. And the way to heaven is allow a strong man to come in and upset your money changers' temples, your tables, and to upset your life and to tear those things out of your life that are the flesh. Even if it takes a cat of nine tails, he will tear you up and then heal you. He will tear your flesh up and then heal you. Because it isn't about giving you your way. It isn't about justifying what you want. It is about, God, I want to live for you. I want to just live for you. So anything that the world or this flesh is seeking, I'm going to do my best to step away from in order to accept Christ. That's what the power of the Holy Spirit will do. We have some here that will justify almost anything their flesh wants, when we know it isn't the flesh. The Bible says this in Luke chapter 11. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come unto me. He is saying, when I cast out demons, it doesn't take a full power knockdown, drag out. I do it with just the finger of God. I can clean your life up. I can allow you to be holy. I can allow you to live above the things of the world and things of sin. And he said, just with a finger of God. Why? When a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me is scattered. He said, you may be a strong man, and you want to, and you say, I can't give this up. I can't quit this. God said, I'm stronger. I'll come in, and I will eradicate you. I will separate you from that sin, and I will give you strength so you can be victorious. You can be as David with five stones and kill a giant. You can be as Peter, and you can walk on the water. It is not your desire. My desire, Lord, is to be like you. But when I am weak, he is strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong, because I'll be satisfied as long as you let me walk, Lord, let me walk close to thee. And that's an old song. But I want to tell you something. God wants to clean the temple up. You house his Holy Spirit. you're the only Bible some people see. And if you're out in sin, just like they're out in sin, how can they see him? And you know what? When you surrender to God, just like when Jesus walked into that temple, there will be no opposition. There'll be a little talk on the sides, but there'll be no opposition. You'll find how easy it is to walk in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we fail, he steps in and helps us. Because when I am weak, he is strong. There's something happened back in 2003 when the Trailblazers of Portland played Dallas Mavericks. And they were playing. There was the coach by the name of Mo Cheeks. And the national anthem was to be sung by a 13-year-old girl named Natalie Gilbert. She had sang that song for ball games over 100 times. She had practiced in the background, and she did perfectly. But when it came up time for her to sing in that great arena of the Rose Garden in Portland, she froze. And Mo Cheeks came over beside her, and he couldn't sing very well. And he whispered the words in her ears. And then he started to sing with her. And then he raised his head and the whole crowd sang. And you know, if I ever pictured what Jesus did for me when I stepped out for faith, that's what he did. I couldn't stand up here today if he didn't stand by my side and whisper in my ear and help me. He's the strong man. I'm the weak man. He's the one that defeats sin. I can't do that. All I need to do is open the door and let him in. When we start to fail and God steps in, you'll see grown men cry. You'll see the crowd come alive because they will see through you and they will see him. And folks, it's all about him. Our Heavenly Father, bless us this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.